BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Ashley, I'm 19, and I'm from Wallasey. You might not know this, but J.K. Rowling once wrote me a letter. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you so much for introducing the show.
It's okay, it's fine.
So, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
What happened?
I was in year three, so kind of Harry Potter was massive.
Yeah.
And we had, like, a class project thing where you got to write to someone. Everyone wrote to, like, S Club 7 and Steps and all the cool people, and I wrote to J.K. Rowling.
So everyone had to write a letter as part of a project to someone
famous? Yeah.
Did you not ever think, oh, I could do H from Steps?
I know, I thought, you know what, but I thought now I'll be a bit of a geek and write to J.K. Rowling, because Harry Potter was, like, massive at the time.
So what did you say in the letter?
Just stuff like, you're amazing, geeky Harry Potter stuff. I've still got the letter, I think. Somewhere.
How many times did you tell J.K. Rowling that she was amazing?
Like, I think every single sentence, every other word.
And I bet,
like,
it was in capitals?
Yeah, and all, like, exclamation marks and smiley faces, and yeah.
But you got a letter back?
I got a letter back, yeah.
This is incredible.
It was, like, the best day ever.
And did she write amazing a lot in capitals back?
Not really. She was just like, yeah, thanks. And it had the pictures, like, the paper had all owls over it, so I was, like, proper buzzing.
She must have her own notepaper.
Yeah, definitely, and, like, Hogwarts and all that stuff.
So what did the letter back say to you?
It was proper, like, personal. You can tell, like, she'd actually replied to what I'd said and stuff. So, yeah, just told me how she got her ideas and stuff. So I was going to rob them, but I thought, no, that won't work. Copyright.
Yeah, probably best not.
Yeah.
But here's the more important thing, Ashley.
What?
Did S Club 7 or Steps ever write back to your friends?
No, Steps didn't. I know, that was the best thing ever. That was, like, what made it. No one else. I think I might have been the only one in my class of 30 who got a reply back, which made it even more amazing.
That's so good.
I know. Well, my mate wrote to the Queen, and she got, like, a letter back from the Queen's secretary, but that doesn't count.
The thing is with the Queen, though, it's quite cool, because they do respond to everybody.
Yeah.
Chris, if you ever wrote to the Queen, she would write back.
Really?
Yeah. I think someone does it, like, for her.
Well, signs it on her behalf.
Yeah.
Is that what happens when people write to you?
yeah, on my official notepaper. On this show a while back, we used to write to celebrities all the time for their weddings and stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
Hoping to get a reply.
Didn't you once used to send celebrities checks and then see if they cashed them?
No,
wasn't that you?
We used to send them presents sometimes as well.
Oh, was it?
Didn't we send, when Britney Spears was having a child, didn't we send her a breast pump?
Did you?
Yeah, we did. No reply. How ungrateful. We should start this up again. I like it.
I want to write to the Queen. I'm going to do it.
When people were getting married, we used to go through their wedding lists.
See what's the cheapest thing you could buy.
Yeah, we used to buy the cheapest one.
Yeah, obviously.
I think we bought a spoon for somebody once, didn't we? I want to start this up again because we never really got any replies of any worth.
Well, like, half of McFly are getting married, so you can, you know, they're coming up, so.
The only person that ever replied was Jodie Kidd, who said thanks.
Yeah, you got half of McFly, half of the Saturdays. You got this, like, four to go on there.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chris, if you'd like to take the lead here, you can now be in charge of celebrity correspondence.
I'll have that. I'm just going to send the breast pumps out. I mean, that's genius.
Just buy a job
to
lot.
Everyone, whether they're getting married or not.
One request. Mm. If you could leave the Queen out of that.
Oh, God. <Yeah. laughs>
Let's get back on this, though, OK? Let's write some letters to celebrities and see if we get some replies. And send presents if they have an occasion coming up and see if we get a thank you letter. It's good. Ashley, do you think we should write one to J.K. Rowling?
Definitely.
Because she seems nice.
Yeah, a lot of people said she writes back to most people. She might be a bit busy at the moment. She's got, like, a new book coming out.
When you find her address, let's just give it out to the entire Radio 1 audience.
Get loads of letters.
And we can all write to her.
Yeah.
Everyone. Imagine you wake up one day, her PA goes, you appear to have 6 million letters. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it'll be like the actual scene in Harry Potter where Harry gets all the letters with, like, the fire and the everything like that.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah,
I might send her an owl.
Yeah.
That's what they do on Harry Potter, isn't it?
Yeah, she might, yeah, just send her an actual owl or a code.
Can I just stop you there? Where are you going to get an owl?
Oh, no, you don't send it, like, parcelled or anything. You release an owl. Just shout at it to go to Hogwarts.
Oh, I see.
It'll find her.
A dead owl in the post. I'm not down with that.
No, that's a bit sinister.
Good to speak to you today, Ashley.
Good to speak to you too.
Thanks so much for being on.
It's a privilege.
Oh.
An honour.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
She's saying honour. Really not. We need to decide who's first on our list. We'll do this in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Right, so you are now in charge of sending out these things.
Brilliant.
To celebs. Have you got any birthdays coming up?
Yeah, I've done a bit of research.
Right.
Quite a few this month. I mean, do we go A-list with this?
I think we do a selection.
Morgan Freeman, June the 1st.
That's quite... I mean, imagine a reply from Morgan Freeman.
Jason Donovan, 1st of June.
That's all right. One. Yeah.
Russell Brand, June the 4th.
A thank you from him would be good. I reckon he's got his own notepaper by now.
Tom Jones is the 7th of June.
Oh, yeah. We could get it delivered to the voice studios.
I like this one. Prince Philip, 10th of June.
What are we going to send them? Because I quite like the idea of sending them the same thing.
Right.
So, I mean, like, some kind of... What did we do before? I think we sent muffin trays before. So some kind of kitchenware, like...
Like a meat cleaver.
Prince Philip would like to thank you very much for the meat cleaver. Once again, that's quite sinister.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Paul in Barnsley, thank you for your suggestion of what to send to the stars. Nudie pen. Turn it upside down.
Yes.
I think that's it. I think that might be
writing
it.
Writing that down.
Either that or a signed, framed photo of myself. I could be maybe doing a cheeky wink. What do you think? Simon Cowell does that. Does that to a lot of people. Just sends pictures of himself, framed, birthdays, anniversaries.
Really?
Yeah. I think nudie pens are the one.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Yay! Yes, Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo is now on Radio 1 and to watch live on the Radio 1 website. We welcome back Rihanna off of Films.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good to see you.
You too.
Looking well, summery and all that.
Yeah, I've just been in the... just legged it back from lunch.
Did you?
Yeah.
Seen any films today?
I haven't, but I saw 3 yesterday, which is quite a lot on a sunny day.
Wow.
Yeah,
just stuck inside the cinema. Okay, right. You were a huge hit last time we played Innuendo Bingo with you. Well, it did say on the website, it got a lot of hits, this video. Rihanna plays Innuendo Bingo with Chris, so as you can imagine.
I see. Well, I was going to take all the credit for that.
But you are good at it.
You just ruined it.
You are really good at it, because you had a laugh last time.
I love this feat. It's brilliant.
It's
so
fun.
So much fun.
Ready, Chris?
Ready.
How was it last week? All good?
Yeah, all fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to report, actually. It was all good.
Did you play last week, Rihanna?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Who was on last week?
Me and Grimmy had a game.
Oh, can't have been as good as me then.
I can't remember these.
Absolutely
late.
Okay, right. So, thank you if you've sent in your clips this week. Remember, if you do send in a clip and we use it on Innuendo Bingo, you get, that's right, 250 Scott Mills points, which you can award yourself if we use and play the clip on air. Andrew sent in the first one. Can we put the water in your mouths, please? Bin at the ready?
Ready.
Please watch this on the Radio 1 website. Maybe on your lunch break at the moment. Maybe in your form room, maybe at work, trying to look busy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And this is from the F1.
I wanted to ask Mark, I didn't have the opportunity. How does number 2 compare to number 1 around Monaco?
Well, number 2s are always more satisfying, aren't they?
Rihanna's held it well. No, you're not allowed to put your... You're not allowed to do that. Don't put your hand over your mouth. It's got to come out. It's got to come out.
Oh.
What was that?
It had to come out.
Clang.
I wanted to ask Mark, I didn't have the opportunity. How does number 2 compare to number 1 around Monaco?
Well, number 2s are always more satisfying, aren't they?
Absolutely.
That's quite a good one.
It is a good one. Okay, more water, please. Hope you're playing along. Let me know where you are. Now, the Archers have been on. They love it, don't they, the Archers, on Radio 4.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie in Bristol spotted this. I think they're trying to appeal to more young people. Listen.
Have you taken it up there before?
Yeah.
Chris is gone. Rihanna's fine.
Was that it?
That's it.
That was the best clip ever.
It was good.
Have you taken it up there before?
Right, let's move on.
Amazing.
What on earth is happening on Come Dine With Me? Vanessa from West Sussex, thank you for spotting this one. Have you got your waters and all that? Here we go.
That's not doing anything. It's not getting stiff, is it? I'm obviously doing something wrong. Oh, I can feel it. It's getting stiff now.
Chris Scott. Rihanna eventually.
I dribbled half of that out. I'm sorry. I haven't seen that episode.
No. I've seen most of them, but not that one.
But not that one.
No, I know.
Disappointing.
How are we doing for the water there?
Oh, God. Yeah, no, teeth. We're...
It's so cold,
it's
that water.
Very cold. Unnecessarily so.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we filling up?
We're doing it.
Okay. It's not that messy so far, Scott, actually.
It's been civilised so far.
It's been a polite game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to get messy.
Let's change that.
Yeah.
I want to see a gush.
It's over.
Yes!
What happened there? Oh, no, Brianna. Are you going out later?
Oh, not anymore.
Not any longer.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Scott, look at that.
That wasn't even one.
I'm so getting you back for that, Brett.
Well, right. Milt.
More water, please.
Oh, no, this is going to go bad, okay. I think, now.
Playing dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. It's not funny, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was on This Morning recently. Sean from Swansea spotted this one. Got your water there? And here's how Lawrence is celebrating the Jubilee.
I'm going to make sure that I spray away from the WI, because we don't want them getting sticky.
Well held. Well held. Really good.
I'm going to make sure that I spray away from the WI, because we don't want them getting sticky.
Sometimes second time round gets them.
The poor old WI.
I know.
I've been on a plane with him before.
Ooh.
I know.
Did he spray you?
He did look a bit sticky, you know. I'm all wet.
You really are. Okay. More water, please.
I just got that in the face.
Hello, John, in his tractor in Cornwall. He's playing along. Also, Miranda from Wiltshire, doing A-level revision and watching on the website. Phoebe Adams, thank you for sending this one in. Give yourself 250 Scott Mills points. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Check this from Test Match Special.
You listen to cricket commentary on your honeymoon, Viv?
Actually, I played the next day.
Did you?
Yes, that's right.
In comes Anderson over the wicket, bowls short, and Roach again on the back foot, stands up and plays down the ground to mid-on. Did you get any? Runs, I mean?
110, I think.
Chris is gone. Rihanna held steady, well done.
Well...
A little bit.
Not completely.
A little bit dribbled out. Getting through the waters now, aren't we?
Oh.
Okay. Laura in Belfast, keep away from your keyboard when you're trying to do that.
Yeah.
Tom in Guildford, don't eat spaghetti bolognese during innuendo bingo. It's a blunder. Right, ready?
Mm.
Harry from Stamford, give yourself points. Mm. What is happening on the Gadget Show?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's gone everywhere.
Oh, gross.
How's it taste?
It's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, have we got any tissues?
What was that, Rihanna?
Have we got any tissues?
What was that little dribble thing? more water, please. There's still more.
There's so much.
I know, it's good. It's good stuff this week.
Wow.
I don't know if this one is not one or I don't know. Is this one? Gardener's question time. David from London.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, hands with a bank?
Rihanna's fine.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips?
Nothing. Chris has lost it. What is... That's not even one, is it?
That wasn't one, and you got my ankles.
Hello, Chris.
No, it's not.
You've got it dripping off your nose again.
What's happened to you?
I don't...
More water, please. Come on.
Do you need some more water, Chris?
Chris, what happens... If you're watching on the website, what happens when Chris absolutely loses it? He does like a... His face is smiling, but he's frowning. And that means it's
he
all gone wrong.
He lives in agony. I don't think he could continue.
I'm not sure he can.
Are you all right, Chris?
Come on, water.
It hurts.
Water.
I don't know. What... Do you mollycoddle your tulips?
Scott, that was entirely your fault. Why do I keep getting drenched?
Oh, we have a laugh, don't we? No.
Chris, oh. Hold it in.
Okay, here we go. let's make this a good one. Loads of water, please.
Yeah, hang on. Sorry.
Tom in Manchester, thank you for spotting this one. Are you refilling?
Yeah. Ready.
And it's from Football Phone-In 606 on BBC Radio 5 Live. Got your waters?
Mm-hmm. After 95 minutes, if there hasn't been a goal, Fergie pulls one of the Man City players off and Mancini pulls a Man United player off.
More room available on the pitch and therefore it's more likely we'll get goals.
Minutes, yeah, another 5 minutes goes past. Then they
pull another player off each side, yes.
Yeah,
well, that suggestion was made some years ago. But
really?
It was never followed through. No, it was never followed through. I think there is some sense in that.
Who didn't follow through and what?
I don't know.
That's the longest clip in the world.
It was a good one, though.
Oh, that was a lot of innuendo in there.
That was good. How are we all feeling? Did your stomach hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rihanna? Oh, look at your trousers.
I know.
It's like you've had a little incident there, doesn't it? Let us know if you played innuendo bingo. Let us know if you watched it on the website. Good game today. Thanks,
very
guys.
Thank
you, Rihanna, for coming in.
Thanks to Chris for soaking me.
It's going to return Thursday at 1:45, only on Radio 1 and to watch on the website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, yesterday I was talking about that brilliant, brilliant woman who announced the results of the Swedish jury on the Eurovision Song Contest on Saturday night. Some of our Swedish listeners have been on, including Sophia and Hannah, and this has inspired me to do a little bit of research. So we were talking about her yesterday, and she was absolutely brilliant at giving out the scores. I'll remind you.
And now it's real time for Sweden.
Hello. Hello, everyone, and good evening, Europe. This is Stockholm calling.
Tell.
We're very excited. Thank you to Atta Tobiku for an amazing show.
Good one.
Thank you to Atta Tobiku.
Right, so I've got some news. Our listener, Hannah, went to school with that lady in Stockholm.
Really?
Her name is Sarah Dawn Finer. She was born in Sweden, but her dad's from London and her mum's from New York. But she's Swedish.
Right.
And she co-presented the Swedish qualifier rounds for Eurovision in Sweden this year. But she did it as a character. She's had us all on. Bit like Keith Lemon. Not a real person. Sorry to pick it to you.
Oh, so this isn't actually being normal.
No, that's not her. She's playing a part.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's playing a character called Linda Woodruff. Rubbish. And I thought it was real yesterday, because that's why I found it so funny.
So did I.
And all the voice and mannerisms that she used when giving out the points on Saturday was her doing that character again, which she's already done on TV in Sweden.
I thought you had to do it seriously. You didn't do a comedy character, did you?
I didn't. Maybe I should have. Hello, UK! Calling. Graham Norton would have been like, Scott Mills, what's he doing?
It would have been much more interesting.
Hello, Europe! Maybe next year. Even this bit.
Thank you to Atta Tobiku.
Was on purpose. So it was an in-joke that you would only have got if you'd seen her on TV before in Sweden.
Right.
Rubbish. Now, here's the thing. Don't people say that we never win Eurovision because we don't take it seriously?
Yeah.
Right? Hello? They're totally taking the mickey and they won the whole competition. If they're going to go down that route, then why don't we just get Catherine Tate to reprise the role of Nan next year to do our scores?
No, I mean, it should be you. You do the scores.
What a liberty. That's what we need to do. I'll play you a clip of Sarah Dawn Finer playing this character, and this is what she did before in Sweden. None of us, apart from Sweden, got the joke.
Hello, everyone. This is a message from the European Broadcasting Union, the EBU, welcoming you all to this glorious city of Baku, here in Azerbaijan. The this time we'd like to say hello to all our viewers in Sweden.
See, she's done it before.
Last year in Düsseldorf, the duo Elder and Nikki won with the amazing song Running, I'm Scared, and brought the contest to a surgeon. To the coup. And Sweden, you came in third with the song Popular by Eric Shaday. Sadie.
I quite like her. I quite like her crazy Scandinavian character.
Even though it's an act.
It is an act, yeah. That video is on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's actually quite good.
Crash, boom, bang! Here behind me, the Azerbaijanis are building the new Crystal Arena, the home of the Eurovision Song Contest 2012. But we'll be finished in time, hopefully. It's an amazing feeling here. You can really smell the excitement in the air.
Right, so it seems like I've got a year now to work on my comedy character next year to avoid this happening.
Hello, Baku. This is London Calling, host city of the 2012 Olympics.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just been thinking, you know, after your embarrassing performance at Eurovision.
It wasn't embarrassing.
Well, it was a bit.
It just wasn't that interesting. I just said hello and did the scores. That was all.
Because you had loads of opportunities to say other stuff. You could have said go on pigs to 120 million people.
I could have done a comedy character like the lady from Sweden.
But you just did it dead straight and boring.
That's
and
what I thought it would be good, but no.
I just... You could have done more.
All right. Thanks for the critique.
Sorry, I don't mean to rub it in, but I just... You know what I would have done. And but I've been looking at other gigs that people watch on TV where results can be announced.
Right.
And I found one. Can you think of it?
No, only just like reality shows.
Have a listen to this.
I am Brian Smith, being the returning officer at the parliamentary election for the Southend West constituency, held on the 6th of May 2010, do hereby give notice that the number of votes recorded for each candidate is as follows.
Snooze.
It's the people that announce results in elections, of course.
The returning officers, of course.
So I've just thought, you know, maybe it's something that we could do. Well, you know, because it always seems to be some random, and it's very boring.
But you do get on TV, don't you?
And they should spice it up a little bit.
Amos David Anthony Andrew, the Conservative Party candidate, 20,086.
Love the golf applause.
Do you know what I mean? It's been going on for years, exactly like this.
Yeah, you're right.
Option Barry George, the Green Party, 644.
Still going.
Cockrell Gary Lee, UK Independence Party, UKIP, 1714.
I love the applause.
I love that you're playing this.
So what?
I just think we should make it more exciting and like you did your announcements, but maybe like the Swedish lady, do it a bit more different.
Have you got an idea in your head?
I could get on TV and do this.
Okay, good. Do you want to do this now then?
Can do.
There we go. Hang on a minute. So if the BBC are listening and you do want to spice that bit up, you know, because it's been the same for a long time.
Yeah.
Then this is... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is how you do it.
It should be like, hi, I'm Chris. It's time to face the election.
So this is all happening on stage at some village hall, isn't
it? It needs to be more exciting, you know? David Cameron, it might be you. Ed Miliband, it might be you. And the winner is...
Build attention. It's got to be a big gap.
The Coalition Party.
And is the ticker tape falling from the sky?
Yes, that's how I'm seeing it.
It's brilliant. I'm gonna give my heart away. Well, young, really.
It's all I can find.
So So you really think you could do this at the BBC, don't you? I like it when you've got an idea in your head like
yeah.
this.
Well, you inspired me a little bit with your boring Eurovision thing.
Well, yeah, thanks a lot, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Gav from Southport. Sat outside school with the roof down, waiting for his daughter. Yummy mummies are on everywhere. He says, let's have some proper summer tunes, all right? Gav, turn the radio up loud now. Open, make sure all the windows are down. If you've got a roof on your car, get it open. I'll give you 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Turn it up! Hey, parents. Want to really embarrass your children? Why not pick them up from school playing this new album? Now, that's what I call inappropriate. 30 tracks that will have the kids squirming in the back. Imagine their face as they hear their mum singing along to this. Wind down the windows as you pass their school friends and play this.
Everybody have seen my balls, they're big and salty and brown.
Now, that's what I call inappropriate.
Just stick my balls in your mouth.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
30 songs to leave your children mortified.
My mind's telling me no.
Come on, Dad, sing along.
But my body's telling me yes.
Now, that's what I call inappropriate.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Out now.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, what's the kidding?
And a very good afternoon to Greg James.
Hiya.
Did you just tweet from the loo?
It does appear that I did that, but I didn't. Although I do a lot of admin on the toilet, but that was not one bit of it.
What kind of admin do you do on the loo?
I was just saying, I sort of do all my post when I get home.
Do you?
Store my post.
Quite relaxing, isn't it?
Very relaxing. All my emails.
Yeah. All,
the
all of them.
Well, no, I mean, all the texts that... when you turn your phone on after the show, if any texts, I just do it up when I get home.
Yeah.
Sit on the toilet.
Do you ever bring a laptop in?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Check out the iPlayer, listen back to the show.
He's on there for hours sometimes. Check out Planet Earth.
Check out Dance Anthems.
Right, let's play today's... Oh.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You know One Direction?
Yes, I do.
You know Harry Styles?
Yes, I do.
Did you know he doesn't?
He
what? What do you mean?
He doesn't.
Doesn't what?
He doesn't style.
Oh.
He employs someone to be his actual stylist.
Really?
All those brightly coloured chinos, not his choice. Shocking revelation, kids.
Because it is so difficult to go into the shop and go, what colour chino shall I have today? The green, maybe red, or maybe just the standard chino colour.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that problem because he doesn't do it.
So someone does it for him.
Unbelievable. I actually think that's probably, like, it's front page news, that. I mean, I think we're all kind of doing this down a little bit. Harry Styles doesn't choose his own chino, shucker. Think
yeah.
about it. That's his sunspot at the very least.
It's like Joey Essex isn't from Essex, is he? That was all fake.
Where's he from?
No, I think he was from Essex.
Oh. Is his surname Essex?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid. Anyway, last night on Grimmy's show, Styles played Call or Delete, Grimmy's game where you flick through the phone, your own phone, and you call the person it lands on or you delete them from your life forever.
Oh, yeah.
Question, how long could Harry Styles keep his stylist, who is amazing, as you're about to hear, on the phone for, while trying to explain that he now wants to wear tights?
I didn't hear this last night. I reckon 3 minutes.
Three minutes on the phone to the stylist with Styles.
I'm going to go less. I'm going to go 2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is Harry Styles calling his stylist.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Harry.
Hiya, darling. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad. What's happening?
Good. Right, I'm just wondering. I was reading a magazine today.
Yes.
And I saw this, like, big article at the back, right? And it was talking about men wearing tights.
What?
It was talking about men wearing tights.
Okay.
And, like, I was just wondering because, basically, whenever you got me dressed... I don't know what it is, it just feels really comfortable. So I've been putting them on, like, under my jeans.
Harry, are you pulling my leg?
No.
You want to wear tights under your trousers now?
Well, I'm wondering if you can, like, get me some good ones. Or, like, crotchless ones.
You want crotchless tights to wear under your skinny jeans?
Yeah.
I can get those for you if you want me to, darling. That's not a problem.
Just because I've been, like, stealing my sister's ones.
I love you. I miss you. What's happening?
Nothing.
Going to be starting a new fashion trend?
Well, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know if, like, I'm ready to bring them out. Maybe I should just keep them under my trousers for a bit.
I will get you some tights.
Okay, thanks.
Today.
Do you think they do, like, gold ones?
Is this what you're ringing me to tell me about gold tights? Are you around next week? Oh, you're not. You're going to America, aren't you?
Yeah.
Could stand for lunch next week if you wanted to come, but you're not going to be here.
No. Oh, hang on. Hang on, my mum's calling me, so I'll have to call you back.
All right, baby. Bye. Love you loads.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Thanks.
But I'm worried. Love you. Bye.
And the answer was, he had to hang up on her.
So, that's a great... He did that really well.
He was say, good.
Oh, hang on, I've got to go. My mum's calling me.
My mum's calling me.
I'm going to use that. It's brilliant.
You want crotchless tights to wear under your skinny jeans?
Yeah.
Now that...
What's that laugh?
That is a laugh and a half, ladies and gentlemen. I'd love it if her and Adele went to the pub.
Oh, no, can you imagine?
More Oh, What's Occurring next.
Oh, What's Occurring?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, What's Occurring?
So, more Scott Mills points to win now.
Who won that one, by the way?
Nobody, because Styles hung up, and I said, how long could... So...
Well, it was a trick. You can't do that. That's...
Yeah, I like to throw them in sometimes. So, no points.
Well, how long was it?
How long was the call?
Yeah.
1:50.
What did you say, Chris?
I said 2 minutes.
Oh, it was you then.
Mm. Oh. Has anyone seen Gok One's new cookery show?
Absolutely not.
No. I quite like it when celebrities completely change direction. It's like, whoa, where did that come from? A man that is known for styling the nation suddenly has an interest in cookery. It's a bit like Kirsty Allsop, who for years did property programmes, but suddenly she's into arts and crafts. Who knew?
Have you seen it? Is it good?
I haven't seen it.
Huh.
But a lot of people are raving about it because he does love his cooking. And we all love Gok, don't we?
Yes.
I do.
Fern does.
I love Gok.
So, it's a simple question. And you can have 10 Scott Mills points. How many times in one show did Gok mention his wok?
Wok Wan.
Yeah. He loves his wok.
I love Gok.
How many?
How... What, Chris?
So is it how many woks?
How many woks? Come on.
50.
50 woks.
50 woks.
Greg James.
I would say 50. You know, 50. It wasn't really 50, is it?
Could be.
50 woks. I don't know. I'm going to say 25 woks.
25. Thank you very much for your comments. And here we go.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Gok and his wok.
To the Chinese, the wok is almost sacred.
My dad says you should always treat your wok like your wife. Love it and adore it.
The round-bottom wok would be my first choice.
Now, I want to get my meat out.
First into the wok, groundnut oil.
So we're ready to go. Wok on. Wok on. Here we go. Wok on. Ready. Let's go. Wok on. Get that heat through.
Gok wok. With your perfect wok in hand, it can be used for almost anything. While that bubbles away in my wok.
Gok wok. Every person should have the essential piece, which of course is the famous wok. Good standard wok. Gok wok. Big frying or stewing wok.
A decent wok shouldn't cost more than a tenner.
Gok wok. If the wok gets too hot, move it away from the heat.
My wok fried green beans. For From wok to plate in just 5 minutes. From wok to plate in just a matter of minutes. From wok to plate, I've done it in 3.5. From wok to plate in just 7 minutes and 30 seconds.
We will wok.
Wok. Wok. Wok. Wok. Wok. DJ. The round bottom wok. Wok.
Oh yeah, it was worth it.
That was worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, woks are carrying.
That was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I think so. When Wok DJ came on, I was like, this is amazing. Party wokers in the etc.
I like Got Rock Walking Beats is my favourite.
I counted 23 in there.
Was it?
Yeah.
So I got. I said 25, didn't I?
You can have the points.
Yeah.
We all very much enjoyed that.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.